Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. Healthcare is changing, and the ways that healthcare providers and institutions buy is also changing. And most of these changes revolve around money, or the lack of money. Now, what really concerns me is when I'm talking to medical sales professionals, there seems to be an air where many are saying or expressing, well, you know, I can't wait for this recession to end. I just want things to go back to normal. Well, I hate to sound cliche and evoke what already seems like an overused term, but the truth is, this is the new normal, and things will probably get worse. The question is, what are you doing to prepare? I'm not trying to sound negative or to suggest that the sky is falling, but things are going to be different. And if things in the industry are going to be different, then the things that you do as a medical sales professional have to be different. You have to respond, and you have to tune in to what your customers are feeling, their concerns, and their pain, or you're not going to be able to offer them any solutions. Let's look at some of the problems that doctors and hospitals are facing right now. One of the biggest things you're going to find is that they are going into survival mode. Survival mode. Medical practices are looking at Medicare reimbursement cuts of 30%. And 62% of the medical practices say that they will limit the number of new Medicare patients they accept. Okay, great. That doesn't really affect you. What does affect you, though, is that 3/4 of these practices said that they will delay the purchase of new equipment and facilities, and half will cut staff. What's happening, as I said, they are going into survival mode. So if you sell to physicians and hospitals, there needs to be a bottom line benefit regardless of how good your product or services is for the patient. Everyone who sells to or supplies healthcare is competing for the same dollars. Manufacturers, service providers, associations, meeting and conventions, your customers are going to be looking at every expenditure with a fine-tooth comb. So if your goal or your approach is to just go in there and sell them on the features and benefits of your product and service and how it's going to make a difference in the lives of their patients, well, that's important. Don't get me wrong, that's still important. But you need to take a bottom line orientation if you want them to see you as a solution. Times are changing. So what do you do? What should you do differently? What do you need to be prepared for? I think you have to take the same approach that doctors and other healthcare providers are doing, and that is you need to get lean and mean. You can't afford to be wasting money. You have to watch all of your expenditures. If it's not necessary, if it's not going to either make you money or save you money or provide you with an opportunity to sell to a customer, then don't buy it. Don't invest money in it. It has to make money, save money, or it goes. Also, anything that you have right now, if it's not making you money or saving you money, if it's just a luxury, something as an excessively large cell plan, some rented equipment you have, if you're driving an oversized car that's a gas guzzler and you don't need it, you might want to think about doing something different. You need to get lean and mean yourself. The next thing is that you need to understand your customers' business challenges and be prepared to discuss them and demonstrate how you can align with their cost-saving initiatives. I said that a moment ago. Your customers now, in their survival mode, they are looking at their practices, some of them for the first time, as a business. It's not just a matter of going out there and practicing medicine, and whatever amount of money is left over at the end of the day, you get to take home. They are becoming business people more so than ever before. So your sales approach has to be dealing with the business challenges they face, not just the product or service that you provide. This means that you're going to be selling to more business-oriented professionals in the healthcare industry. So if these people, such as CEOs, CFOs, and other people on product evaluation committees have not been in your call pattern, you need to put them in your call pattern because they are going to be saying yes or no to your product in the future. Start developing relationships with anybody that you even might need to talk to in the future. Find a reason to talk to them. Find something that's in it for them, some way that you could help them, provide them with information, but show them that you are someone who is more than just a salesperson. You're a resource to them and to the institution. Develop relationships with almost everyone. Something you don't want to overlook is how you are perceived by your own company, your company and your suppliers. You need to demonstrate value to these people, because if and when they need to cut distribution and sales, you want to make sure that they know what you have done lately. You want them to know what you have brought to the table and how you can be an asset as they move forward in this different healthcare economy. So as we hear about companies forming super distributorships, in other words, eliminating these numerous distributors and forming great big distributorships as a cost-saving method, you want to make sure that you're going to fit into that. Now, if you're a distributor, you may not get the distributorship, but you want to make sure that you're a part of the management of that distributor or even part of the sales, because the business of healthcare will be moving forward and there will be plenty of opportunities for the people who are prepared and who are able to remain on board. Finally, have a backup plan. If the industry stops buying, for example, capital equipment at the rate they've been buying in the past, capital equipment sales, we know in an economy such as this, are really slipping dramatically. Don't focus on what you can't do anymore, but focus on where the new opportunities are going to lie before you. For example, if companies are not buying new capital equipment, then there are going to be renewed opportunities to maintain what they have, or to even upgrade, maybe not to a new piece of equipment, but with a lower cost, pre-owned piece of equipment that will still be a step up from what they have. So there will be new opportunities in this marketplace. You just have to open your eyes to them. Whatever you're selling, it must be focused on providing value, fixing the pain and challenges that your healthcare providers and the institutions have right now, and making sure that before you expect anyone to spend the first dollar with you, that they are able to discern a tangible rate of return on their investment so that they can now direct their attention to learning how your product can help them and their patients in their medical practice. There's going to be a lot of changes, but there are going to be a lot of opportunities. But no matter what lies in front of you, it's very important that you always maintain your focus on doing what's best for the healthcare provider and the institution and the patient. So thank you for joining me this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. And I want to share with you that my book, Mastering Medical Sales, The Essential Attitudes, Habits, and Skills of High-Earning Medical Sales Professionals, was selected as a finalist in the U.S. Book News Best Books 2010 Awards in the business sales category. So I'm very honored. And if you'd like to find out about the book, and hopefully you have a copy of the book, especially in this changing economy, please go to www.masteringmedicalsales.com and you could order the book there. It is also available on Amazon.com. And let me leave you with the words that I always do, because regardless of the changes in healthcare, we're all in this for one reason, ultimately, or you should get out, and that is to do what's right for the patient. The patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.